With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Twitter and Facebook coming under fire for censoring a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's involvement in the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma Holdings. The story challenges Joe Biden's claim that he knew nothing of his son's business dealings in Ukraine. President Trump at a rally in Iowa last evening slammed his Democrat challenger.
Just weeks ago, Joe stood before the American people in a presidential debate and told you that these claims had been totally discredited and that his son did nothing wrong. But now that turns out to be a total lie. Now we can see clearly that Biden is a corrupt politician who shouldn't even be allowed to run for the presidency.
The New York Post says it has obtained emails that show that Joe Biden was involved in his son's overseas business affairs. The words of President Trump, the Bidens got rich while America got robbed. Also at SRNnews.com, after a couple of days of testimony by the judge, the Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett wraps up later today.
Barrett was grilled by Democrat Kamala Harris on everything from workers' rights to the environment.
You said that, quote, you have read things about climate change, but you would not say you have firm views on it.
Coming to the defense, Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Are you against clean air, bright water, and environmental justice?
I am not against any of those things.
The committee today set to hold its first of two votes on Barrett's nomination, the final one set for next week. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, stock futures deep in the red this morning. Dow futures down 323 points. NASDAQ futures off 213. This is SRN News.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A woman who was killed Tuesday night told police last week that her alleged killer had tried to run her over. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office says Derek Perkins of Green Cove Springs, whom they arrested Tuesday night, had yet to be served with an injunction filed by the victim, but he'd already been charged with aggravated assault. One area school has closed after a coronavirus outbreak. The principal of Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach says the building will be closed through at least this coming Monday after more than a dozen cases were reported. While it's closed, all instruction will take place online and no sports nor any other after-school activities will take place. Throughout Duval County, there have been more than 32,000 cases to date. One man should be all right, but another was seriously hurt after both were shot. It happened yesterday afternoon on West 45th Street in Jacksonville. No word yet on what led up to it. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of rain by the afternoon. Our high will be 85. This evening, partly to mostly cloudy with a low around 70. And right now it is 68 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. News reports say the unmasking investigation commissioned by U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr will not bring any criminal charges against members of the Obama administration. At last night's debate between Congressman John Rutherford and Donna Deegan, the candidates weighed in on issues like COVID-19, health care, and the economy. And a new survey tells how voters believe which candidate will be better for Social Security and Medicare.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, man, I watched the debate last night. I enjoyed it.
Good.
Despite that Rutherford just kind of mumbles. But I like John. He's not a debater. That's fine. I get it. That may work in his advantage, by the way.
Right.
But she came, I think she was completely wrong on her issues, which we'll expose today of Donna Deegan. But if you want to look at substance, at least who came across, I think she won last night.
Okay.
That's one. But she's a TV personality. Kind of right. Like with me and you, Roger always wins the debate. Me, yeah.
That's not
He's
true.
The Donna Deegan and I'm the John Rutherford.
No,
so anyway.
No, that's not
no,
true.
No, I mean, as far as, I mean, you sound good and everything else. That's what I was getting. It's a compliment is what I'm saying.
Well, thank you.
Man, not everything's a negative mark coming from the mayor. All right. Hey, good morning. 5 minutes after 6 a.m. We always have a good time. And I promise you, you will enjoy the morning show. The three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. We have heard now for the last few years the investigation, the Russia hoax. Was there unmasking? Was there something illegally done by the Obama campaign? We all know that the Russia hoax is exactly a Russian hoax out there. And the question is, will people go to jail for a lot of the nonsense that was perpetuated by that of maybe Bruce Orr, Peter Strzok, and others out there? Well, we got a whole host of issues lined up for you. Unmasking probe into whether Obama officials, did they do something illegal? According to reports, there will be no criminal charges into any of the Obama security officials for the unmasking of David Flynn. It's Mike David Flynn, right? Yeah, here we go.
The unmasking probe commissioned by Attorney General William Barr has come to an end and that it has resulted in no criminal charges. Barr had appointed a federal prosecutor to review whether Obama-era officials improperly requested the identities of people whose names were redacted in intelligence documents, but the prosecutor found no substantive wrongdoing.
No wrongdoing. Let's break it down a little bit further. Fox News national security correspondent Jillian Turner.
The federal prosecutor tapped by Attorney General William Barr to look into this probe. What he had been looking at was the Obama administration's intelligence community and what is known as the process of unmasking. Senior Trump officials, including the president himself, have claimed that the Obama team mismanaged the process of unmasking, also known as requesting the identities of individuals whose names and identities are redacted in intelligence documents. Now, unmasking itself, barely standard operating procedure. Top national security officials who look at intelligence documents as part of their job are allowed to request that individuals become unmasked if they think that that individual poses a direct threat to national security.
Now, Roger, we have covered this. Let me interrupt here for some of you catching the news, because you know we're pretty fast flowing here with the morning news. Let me explain something here. The question about whether they did it or not was denied by Obama officials. I never sat back and go, well, they should all go to jail.
Okay.
A lot of those in Fox News, you know who I'm talking about, that advocated, these people are going to jail. My whole premise, and Roger will back me up on this, was never, are these people going to go to jail? My question is, did it happen?
Did it happen?
It did happen. We all know that.
Right.
So now the question is it prosecutable out there? So evidently, no, it is not. Now let's go a little bit further. The Russia hoax, the origination of all and when it began, when is that going to come out? Here's another clip by Jillian Turner. She says that it may not wrap up that soon, and that's ticking off some of the Trump officials.
A DOJ investigation, a probe led by U.S. Attorney John Durham. Fox News has obtained a 94-page document used by the FBI to keep track of information provided by Christopher Steele at the start of the 2016 Russia probe. I'm learning from sources in the intelligence community that this probe from John Durham is not going to wrap up prior to the election on November 3rd, as the Trump administration had hoped. I'm also learning it's looking less and less likely he's going to produce any kind of a report coming out of this.
Well, so there you go. So if there is no report that comes out, and let's say that Biden wins, this has been a complete waste of time, because you know that the Biden presidency, if he does get in, will not look at this. As you know, the U.S. Supreme Court in the next few weeks, in the month of November, will be looking at certain options about whether or not Obamacare can stand on the current law as it is. Fox News, Kevin Cork here with the story.
The Justice Department is backing a case brought by state attorneys general that the Supreme Court will hear in November. It alleges that the legislation's individual mandate provision was made unconstitutional when its penalty was set to $0 under the president's 2017 tax overhaul.
But the idea in the debate about whether or not Amy Coney Barrett is qualified, she's qualified. Even the majority of those out there polled it say that she is. You may not agree with her, but the big debate is going to be coming up about Obamacare. Earlier this year, TheHill.com reported that the majority of those out there supported Obamacare as is.
The Affordable Care Act's favorability hit a record high in a new poll highlighting the shifting political tones around the law. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll finds that 55% of the public views the health law favorably, the highest level since KFF began polling the question about 10 years ago.
That's 55%. Well, today, according to a new Hill-Harris-X poll, the majority of voters are split evenly down the middle, 50-50. 50% of registered voters say they oppose striking down the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. 50% say they support the move. Now, you ready for this? 74% of Democrats say don't touch it.
Mm.
I'd like to meet those other 26% of the Democrats out there that do probably would support it. But this is where it really comes into fray. 74% of Republicans support repealing Obamacare, along with 52% of independent voters. And you want to know why? Guess what happens next month? The enrollment process comes through in the next couple of months.
Okay.
And folks, the cost have not gone down, which was talked about last night in the debate between Donna Deegan and Congressman John Rutherford. We will do the job where Congressman Rutherford didn't go a little bit further in explaining it. We will take care of it for him, and believe me, I will be glad to do it here, right here on with Ed Dean and Roger Henderson. So there you go. The poll numbers have switched around in just a little bit here.
Do you like your health care plan? You'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
As we know, that was not the case when it came to Obamacare. But the bottom line is that if this gets struck down, where does it go next? Dr. Mark Siegel, professor of medicine at New York University, says there will be probably sorts of Medicaid expansion. That's where we may go.
We have to have a compromise. If the law stands, which I think it will, we then have to find ways to fill in the gaps. Why wouldn't you have Medicaid work programs in states that want them? Mm-hmm. States that say, hey, we want people to have the opportunity to participate in community service, to get education. Medicaid expansion, I'd like the idea of work requirements if the states want it. I like the idea of group plans. Why shouldn't associations be able to come together? That will lead to more competition, more choice, and lower and more access to cheaper plans.
So there you go. So he says that's the route that most of the states may go down. That path is where they may have to just end up compromising more on the Medicaid expansion. One of the big things that Roger and I love talking about in this radio show is education.
Yeah.
And I think this is an issue that has been tremendously dropped by both sides. Well, the American College Testing, it's better known as ACT.
Okay.
It's been around for years. They've come out with a new study that finds that this is the documentary, as we say, we report the facts in this radio show, and the facts are indisputable. The ACT college exam finds an average national score continues to, guess what? Increase? How about just stay flat? Nope. Has decreased. The ACT nonprofit organization announced this past week that the national average score for its college readiness exam has dropped for the third year in a row. The national average score for the 2020 U.S. high school graduating class was about 20.6 out of a possible 36 points. That is a decrease from last year and the lowest average in the past 10 years. Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett says, you can't blame more money. We've increased more money, and yet the grades continue to flatten.
This has been the theme for the last 30 years. Spending goes up and up and up no matter what happens. Money is always needed. Was any money saved this spring? Give us the money and we'll perform. We've been hearing this for 30 years. There's nothing new here. And we have been spending like crazy. And we have not gotten improvement. Money's gone up, performance flat.
Now, listen, is there an argument about those in low-income areas? By all means, yes. I want to talk about that. But the bottom line is, this is the overall. This is the overall testing, which includes all types of individuals, race, creeds, and all that, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that when we hear about grades going up in my local school district,
mm-hmm.
are the grades being inflated or who's bringing these grades down in other areas nationwide?
Well, you talk about the standardized tests, the ACT, the SAT is another one for people who live in Florida. You've got the FCAT. Those are standardized, so they can do anything they want within the individual local school by, you know, inflating the grades, but they cannot tinker with these standardized tests, and they indicate that the kids are not learning at the same levels that they used to, and that could be a variety of reasons why.
Great, that's a good point. And here's the question. 904 831-0600. So three big issues we brought up in the last few minutes. The unmasking probe that now come out and says that there probably will be no criminal charges against former Obama official securities. What do y'all think about that? Number two, the Durham probe into the Russian hoax. Why is it taking so long? Can somebody please tell me that? Issue number 2/3. If now the numbers have dropped, where now it's an even split of 50%, and that's always been, the number's been consistent, between 45 to 55. It's not gone up much higher, not gone much lower. Would you please tell me, because Donna Deegan's got a very good spin on the reason why Obama premiums have increased. I'd like to hear from you on a lot of these issues at 904-831-0600. What do you think is going to happen with the unmasking? What do you think about the probe, the Russian probe? Number two, if anybody does care about that. Number two, why I know why Obamacare's gotten expensive, but I'd like to hear your view. Has it gotten cheaper for you? I'll even take those calls. Tell me the pros and cons with Obamacare. And why has it gotten much more expensive? Number three, the ACT, the American College Testing, says that for the third year in a row, the readiness for high school students to go into college has dropped. Roger brought up a good point about the ACTs and SATs. Here's my question. Do we need to make it a little bit more laxed on how we teach the kids or how we approach the testing, or is the testing not stringent enough? Is that a better question?
Okay.
I mean, is that probably the right way to ask it?
Fair enough. You know.
No, I'm asking you. Is that the right way to ask it?
That could be a question to ask. I would probably also ask our approach to teaching the right way. Do we need to make it more entertaining, more fun, more compelling to the kids to actually want to learn?
That's right, man. Tell that teacher to come out dressed like Hulk Hogan and make the classroom a little bit more exciting, brother.
Making it more tough and and less enjoyable for the kid. I don't think it's going to bring the grades up.
So what is your views on these stories? 904-831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Northbound on the Dames Point Bridge, an accident has a right lane blocked and it's starting to cause some stop-and-go traffic. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, but expect it to start getting worse. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy in the morning, overcast by afternoon. The high will be 87. This evening, partly to mostly cloudy with the low of 70. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-thru from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Heroes, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years of serving their community, they must be doing something right. That something is good old-fashioned customer service. Boger Shoes has filled the footwear needs of thousands of customers in Northeast Florida for over six decades. Whether your shoe needs are running, walking, dress, casual, orthopedic, or diabetic, Boger Shoes has what you need. And for the month of October, Boger Shoes would like to recognize the professionals that literally make their living on their feet. So if you are a UPS employee, Amazon delivery person, FedEx worker, U.S. postal worker, or someone that works in our area hospitals, Boger Shoes will give you a 20% discount on your footwear purchases. Some restrictions apply. Bogus carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, Dansko, New Balance, Aerovon, Viotic, and many more. Also, Bogus employees will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Bogus thoughts and prayers are with this community during this difficult time. Bogus Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new survey tells how voters believe which candidate will be better for Social Security and Medicare. A new poll shows voters are split down the middle on repealing Obamacare. and the ACT college exam finds the average national score on education continuing to decrease.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
New concerns about education in America, with national exam test scores stagnant over the past decade. The New York Times highlighting 2 out of 3 children did not meet the standards for reading proficiency. The dismal results reflected the performance of about 600,000 students in reading and math, whose scores made up what is called the nation's report card.
All right, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. That's Dana Perina, host of the Daily Briefing. And we're going to get to your calls right now. One of the big stories we're covering this morning, the ACT, the American College Testing, says for the third year in a row now, it's at its lowest level in 10 years, readiness for kids to go into college have dropped. Third year in a row, it is the lowest in 10 years. And yet, my question to you, and I'm open for both sides, why is that? We spent more money, or are we trying to teach too much to the test instead of on the way to the test? You know, we're used to taking a quiz here, this here, then mid-exams and everything else.
And a very good question, which test? You know, because a lot of times in Florida, they teach to the FCAT, but the SAT may have an entirely different set of questions.
That's right. So, let's take some calls. I always enjoy hearing your thoughts, your comments and views, not mine. 904-831-0600. Rob, thank you for waiting. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing all right. Ed, I'm calling. I was a teacher myself, educator, both public and private education for over 22 years. I retired in 2019 from the industry, and I can tell you I am not surprised to hear this report. And the biggest reason why I'm not surprised is because I have seen a massive decline in the standards from the time I started my career until the time I retired in 19. One of the biggest reasons why I can tell you there's that decline is there is a huge lack of discipline in most classrooms, both public and private. I can't tell you the number of times that I would send students to the office for disruptive behavior, interrupting lessons, that kind of thing, only to find out that very afternoon they'd be turned around and sent right back to class with very few, if any, consequences. And when you've got that kind of thing going on, man, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you throw at the industry, you can't have a good learning environment for students to learn what they need to be successful at college.
Ron, let me ask you a question. Did you go from private to public or public to private teaching?
I did a combination of both. Okay. I finished out in private schools, but
my mom did the same thing. That's why I was asking. Hey, Rob, let me ask you. You hit on something which I totally agree. I was in public school and then private school. And do you want to know something? The worst kids that were in schools weren't at the public schools. They all got sent to the private schools. And I'm agreeing with you with what you say, that when it comes to discipline, you would think at a private school it would be a little bit more enforced than the public school, you would think, right?
You would think, but it's not. I could tell you it's a matter of who's behind in the seat to make the money for the school.
Right. Hey, Rob, let me ask you one question. On the far as the education, I know what numbers are, but to your view, at least on the education of passing, we hear that those in the private school do much better overall statistically than those in public education. Do you agree with that or not?
No, I disagree with that. I think, honestly, the standards have been watered down both in the public and private sector, and I think the two biggest things that have caused that watering down are Bush's No Child Left Behind law back in the early 2000s, and then Obama's Every Student Excels, where they've mainstreamed students with learning disabilities who have no business being in the regular classroom.
Wow.
Because of that, you've got an overall declination of the standards, where the standards have declined, where the standard of performance to expect students is nowhere near what it was when I started my career. It's definitely nowhere near what it was when I graduated back in the early 90s.
Hey, Rob, I'm glad you called in. I really enjoyed your call this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Man, that was a good...
Very good hearing from a teacher, too. And I'm thinking, you know, what is the solution to this? Because he said the main issues were, you know, standardized rules coming down from the federal government telling local schools what they have to do. But if you got school choice, a parent can opt out of that. But if everybody's got to do the same cookie-cutter educational formula, what... A
couple of the solutions is you get the... You get the federal government out of it for the most part.
Okay.
The No Child Left Behind was one of the worst bills because it mandated that you had to have all of these kids pass before. If a few kids were lax, we didn't pass everybody else going to the. In other words, it was like mass punishment. Rob, amen to your call. I might slightly disagree with the private schools as far as those overall, but you know what? You've got boots on the ground, and, mm-hmm. and I think he makes a great call and expanding it with the under Obama as well. Let's squeeze in Chris. Hey, Chris, thank you for calling this morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys today?
Hey, good. Thank you for taking the time. Go.
Hey, everything Rob said, I echo. He hit it right on the head. Plus, most students can't read. I'm at a high school, and they had to hire an extra intensive reading coach. I mean, most of your 10th and 11th graders are still in intensive reading because they don't read on grade level.
Mm.
You know, you got better than probably 20% of your graduating classes that are not on college reading levels, and the average reading level for a high school student is below what's required for college. So everything Rob said, 100% plus the reading level, and the other 2 points I want to make real quick, and then I'll let you guys go, is nobody ever goes to jail. You know, the Michael Flynn case, the Russian hoax, and the dossier and all that, nobody's ever going to go to jail because they got too much money. They got, you know, lawyers, appeals forever. Nobody ever gets punished except, you know, the average American. So, thanks.
Hey, man. Chris, thank you for the call. 904-831-0600. David and the rest of you. Now, let me take a quick, I want to give them more time. So I want to give David a lot more time because I'm up against a break. We're going to get to more there. Great. Why isn't that no one from, listen, I'm not surprised no one's getting arrested. I just wanted them to admit that they unmasked David Flynn. That's all. That's all I've asked. They spied on Trump Towers. That's all I want. I don't want anybody. Just admit it. All right. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of construction work on I-10 headed west, getting off right at 295. It has a left lane block, so be aware. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy with slight chance of rain today, the high 85. Mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 70. Right now, 68 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
There's usually nothing happy in the obituary section of the newspaper. However, you couldn't help but wag your tail at this latest entry. To help deal with her grief, a dog mom wrote a piece to honor her late pup. She said he was the best boy and deserved the very best. She closed by saying, "We'll think of him every time we open peanut butter and see a sock on the ground, because that was his favorite." Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Wow, Raj, you're cracking me up off the air. All right, going to get more of your calls in just a moment. 904-831-0600. Three big issues we brought up. We got a lot more to bring up. Is number one, the unmasking probe by that of the Obama officials. They did it, but according to, the Department of Justice, under the Trump, he's not happy about it, but there will be no arrest, according to reports out there. And then the John Durham investigation into the Russia hoax, we know it was a hoax. That may not likely come out before the election, that's for sure. And it may not happen. And what if Biden gets elected? What does all that happen with that? And then on the issue of education, ACT scores have dropped third year in a row. It becomes the lowest amount in 10 years. And yet, my question to you is, why have they dropped? And how can you do something to bring them back? Your calls are coming up next, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Twitter and Facebook coming under fire for censoring a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's involvement in the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma Holdings. The story challenges Joe Biden's claim that he knew nothing of his son's business dealings in Ukraine. President Trump at a rally in Iowa last evening slamming his Democrat challenger in the president's words, "The Bidens got rich while America got robbed." After a couple of days of testimony by the judge, the Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett wraps up later today. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. Right now, the Dow futures are down about 276 points. NASDAQ futures off 195. S&P futures 37 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. One area school has closed after a coronavirus outbreak. The principal of Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach says the building will be closed through at least this coming Monday after more than a dozen cases were reported. While it's closed, all instruction will take place online and no sports nor any other after-school activities will happen. Throughout Duval County, there have been more than 32,000 COVID-19 cases to date. Statewide, the total is now over 741,000. A massive development at the stadium's Lot J has stalled. The Jacksonville City Council has yet to approve the $400-plus million project because they say they haven't received details about the parking garages that are part of it. The plans were revealed last week by Mayor Lenny Curry and Jaguars owner Shad Khan. The mayor said the project, which includes residential, retail, and office buildings, as well as the garages, will be a very big job creator. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
What does it take to defeat cancel culture? We'll ask Hollywood actor and director Nick Searcy on The Next America First with me, Dr. G. Jennifer Horne, our West Coast warrior princess, and Boris Epstein will provide us the latest update on how the campaign is doing with less than 3 weeks to go. And then a whole hour with my fellow Salem National Radio host, Dennis Prager.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
A bit of construction work on I-10 headed west, getting off right at 295. It has a left lane block, so be aware. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy with slight chance of rain today, the high 85. Mostly cloudy this evening with a low of 70. Right now, 68 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The ACT college exam finds the average national score on education continues to decrease. News reports say the unmasking investigation commissioned by U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr will not bring any criminal charges against members of the Obama administration. And in last night's debate between Congressman John Rutherford and Donna Deegan, the candidates weighed in on issues like COVID-19, health care, and the economy.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's squeeze in some more phone calls. 633 Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Sit back, enjoy the morning ride. I promise you, extremely entertaining. Why? Because we bring a lot of news, a lot of clips. We keep it very fast paced right here as we broadcast out of Talk Radio, WBOB. David, my friend, you have the floor. Thank you for waiting. Good morning.
Sure. Good morning. I'm also a teacher. I just wanted to touch on the bit the previous caller said about, you know, mainstream in education. So not only do the regular ed schools need to take special needs kids, I'm a special needs student, super low functioning. I have to teach them about the Great Depression.
Yes.
now, so I'm on both ends. So instead of life skills that they can't toilet themselves, I need to teach about the Great Depression. And I believe it's called Common Core. Common as in we are all common. One and the same, maybe like a little bit towards socialism. I don't know. That could be my crazy conspiracy mind, but it is called Common Core. We're all common. So special needs kids have the right to learn about the Great Depression.
David, hold on for a second. First off, give me have a little fun. So me and Roger, when you mentioned the word common, Roger, who am I thinking of right away?
The rapper?
The rapper. The guy who played the bad guy in John Wick 2. Now, because I know by... Now, David, hold on. David, you have brought up something that I have seen very few people mention. You teach, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so please correct me. You teach special needs, those that are kind of would be mentally a little bit slow, correct?
Super low functioning.
Okay, but they're fun to hang out with, right?
Oh yeah, great, and
dude,
and I would love to teach them more life skills, but
yes,
during certain times, my principal comes in and says, "Well, you're not teaching the Great Depression at this
That's
time."
That's right, David. I'm laughing not at you, or David. You're my twin brother in this issue. Let me explain this, and David, please correct me if I'm wrong. I have a brother who's mentally slow. Older. He's the bomb. He worked for a living, retired, mm-hmm. but he was still able to work. But they're very low maintenance in some areas. David, I literally years ago when I was one of the newspapers I worked for, I covered education. There were those that were mentally slow, and they got put in the regular grades with all the other kids, had to go on the same buses. And literally, the parents would itch and complain at the teachers because, David, you weren't teaching them the Great Depression. And David was like, listen, I don't mean to be rude, but there's a reason why that your son or daughter's, it's just not, it's not my fault, it's not your fault, the parents. It's the way they are. It's, they were born this way, and it's very sad. Mm-hmm. But we can teach some great life skills, and everybody blamed the teacher, and the teacher's like, there's not much you can do about this, but life skills was the right way to go. David, I am in 100% agreement with you, or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, and soon enough, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait for that.
Well, yeah, David, but, you know, David, I laugh because, I mean, I've done where, you know, SeaWorld will give, I've done this as a, I was able to go actually one time when I was dating a girl years ago who was in the education field. They'll give you free tickets for SeaWorld. You take those that are autistic kids and mentally slow. And they're the coolest kids to hang out. You can mess with them. You know me. I like messing with people. Mm-hmm. They're the coolest kids. In some cases, they're low maintenance. But, David, you're exactly right. Instead of trying to teach them about the Great Depression, and life skills is the right way to go. Man, I'm in a – this is a great call. This is something that's not even talked about.
Yes. And also the Common Core part about common, like – to me, that's, you know, we're all equal, all the same. But technically, we're not. And especially these kids, they really don't need to learn about the Great Depression. That's just my two cents.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I got to go pick up some common songs right now.
So first you got to explain how the stock market works, and then, you know, how the value of the stock decreased, and people who had, you know, major positions in Wall Street, that's got to be a tough job for someone.
It's got to be. But this, all of the calls this morning were phenomenal because mm-hmm. education, because nobody can make this stuff up. David is exactly correct. I think that, you know, instead of trying to teach somebody who's slow mm-hmm. about the Rule 72 and how they listen, they're going to most unfortunately be under their, which is fortunate, I shouldn't say. I mean, they're not unfortunate, they're going to be able to get on their own sometimes. And I wish that would happen. I'm just saying is that it's more important, to teach some life skills. And I totally, that is a great call. I wish we talked more about that. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right, let's continue on with the news. I'm your host, Ed Dean, along with my man, Roger Henderson. A man who needs no he always gave me a good introduction. David Williams out of Washington, D.C., is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, one of the big nationwide tax watch advocacy groups that also focuses on spending. Let me focus on this issue on education. The ACT, I want to talk about this, and there's a new study out on Social Security that some of you, they rank who would be the better candidate. I'll get into that in a moment, Biden or Trump. The ACT, the American College Testing, has now come out over the last week and says that out of 36 points, this is what you want to get, only the high school students are at 20.6. In other words, it keeps decreasing when it comes to the readiness of those that need to be prepared to going into your local colleges out there. This is the third year in a row, and it is the lowest on record. This is what Bill Bennett said, former education secretary, that you can't keep blaming we got a lack of money. We've got more money coming in, and the grades have not increased.
This has been the theme for the last 30 years. Spending goes up and up and up no matter what happens. money is always needed. Was any money saved this spring? But give us the money and we'll perform. We've been hearing this for 30 years. There's nothing new here. And we have been spending like crazy. And we have not gotten improvement. Money's gone up, performance flat.
You know, I love this discussion of education. This is, education to me is a phenomenal issue that both sides have dropped the ball on. Third year in a row, and by the way, David, for the last 25 years, we got to teach over 50%+ remedial courses. When they go into high school, we got to teach these same classes again. And all I keep asking is, just tell me where we've dropped the ball. Just give me an area instead of and I get it, No Child Left Behind, The 1,000 Points of Light, Common Core. David, is there one issue or is it a multitude of them?
So this is a fascinating issue, and we're seeing a shift because of the pandemic. We're seeing people that are teaching their kids at home, and they're not sending their kids back to school, even if they are open, because they're getting a better education at home. I've talked to my friends here in the Washington, D.C. area, and they are not sending the kids back to school for a multitude of reasons. I mean, some is a political correctness. Like, there's such a political correctness happening in schools, and again, Ed, we've talked about this before. More money doesn't mean better results. It just means more money. We've seen this across every agency in the federal government, Department of Defense, Department of Transportation, Education, you name it. And finally, people are making that connection. And here's another weird thing that's happening is that we're seeing schools that are struggling financially because kids aren't coming back. And so they're going to have to, it's fascinating that education is taking center stage, but it's not surprising.
Yeah, let me play for you. We've got a big story coming on this soon at floridadaily.com. Here is Real Clear Politics. They did a poll on realclearpolitics.com. It's a great site. I go to it daily. Listen to this, where most Americans polled, and on both parties, rate education as fair or poor. In other words, it's not exciting. Listen to the clip.
A majority of American voters are dissatisfied with U.S. public education, according to a new survey of 2,000 registered voters by Real Clear Opinion Research. It's one issue Democrats and Republicans agree on. 50% of Republicans and 55% of Democrats now rate American education as only fair or poor.
Okay, I think those numbers have, I'm surprised they've gone up higher under Democrats. I thought it may be a little bit higher under Republicans. But when you got the plurality of both sides saying that this is not passing the muster test, and yet is the argument, are they still being sold this bill of goods that it's all we need is more money, more money, more money? David, you and I have been on, you've been on my radio show for 10 years now. My question is, you would think, as the old Southern saying is, this dog ain't hunting down this field anymore on this issue. But yet voters still buy into it, don't they, that more money is the answer?
They do, and this is where Trump has missed a huge opportunity, because this is something that suburban moms talk about, is education. And if he would have talked about, choice, education choice, I think he would have gotten a better, track record with the suburban moms. Because when we look at the numbers, 50-50, Republicans and Democrats, and this is an issue that really is not, mothers don't look at this in a political view. They look at it as education. Is my kid getting the best education possible? And follow the money. It's always following the money. And, the money should go towards the child and not towards the institution. I think that's where Trump, again, has lost a huge opportunity to, I think, differentiate himself.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I could spend an hour on this topic, and I love it. I want to go to another topic. David Williams, again, from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. And by the way, David is one of my favorites when it comes to the issue of Social Security and Medicare and government waste, because you've been with groups like that. You run a big, a very popular advocacy group. And, of course, you can see him on the Fox Business Network. There's a new study out by a group called Simply Wise. It's a fintech that provides technology to help people plan and save money. They did a recent, what's called a Retirement Confidence Index survey that has now recently come out about Social Security and retirement, Biden or Trump. What is the views on Social Security and the difference between the candidates? How is it perceived by the voting public? This is what they said. 63% of Americans feel confident in the future of Social Security if the Democrat challenger, Joe Biden, is elected, compared to only 44% if President Trump is reelected. Here's another one. 60 and over 59% feel confident in the future if Biden wins. So the numbers haven't changed. There's got to be more than this than just the payroll tax here, David, or is it all about the payroll tax being suspended?
It's about the payroll tax being suspended, but it's really about just how stable the institutions are in this government and how stable Social Security is, because it isn't. And I don't know where these people think that Joe Biden is going to do a better job with this than Donald Trump. And, you know, again, it's lost opportunities. You know, we've been having this discussion, like you said, for 10-plus years. Now, if we would have transitioned into a Social Security system that allowed us to invest in the stock market, think about this. 10 years ago, if we were able to take our Social Security and invest in the stock market, we wouldn't be having this discussion about it going bankrupt. So, again, it's Congress not having the vision or the courage to really move this forward. And, you know, people say, oh, this payroll tax is just a gimmick. Well, no, $4,000 in your paycheck more a year is not a gimmick. It's real money. But again, we have a Social Security problem, and you know, neither party right now is bold enough to say, you know, how they're going to fix it.
Yeah, listen, but this is the idea that's not being talked about, that the Democrats have been proposing, is to increase taxes on the FICA between you and or your both and the employer. Listen to the Fox Business Network Stuart Varney. Here's the clip.
House Democrats considering tax increases to pay for Social Security. Let me explain this. They want to go from a threshold of $132,000. That's how much you're taxed on now. They want to go up to $400,000. Also, they want to raise the tax rate over a 25-year period from, what is it, Ash? 6.2 to 7.4%.
7.4% over a 25-year period.
So that is a whopping tax increase for Social Security.
Yes.
The Democrats want to raise taxes rather than raise the retirement age.
All right, so currently the payroll tax, I got 2 minutes left here, is at 12.4% with both contributing 6.2. That number will go up. And by the way, they never bring in enough revenue. Once that is allowed to go up right now, that will continue to go up further.
And the problem is that Democrats think that there are no consequences or no reactions to raising taxes. You're going to have companies that are not going to hire as many people. We see this with the corporate tax rate. We see this with FICA, with all taxes. Once you raise a tax, it has consequences. The Democrats don't understand that. Republicans do. And you look at the corporate tax rate when that was cut, you know, it brought business back into this country. And
that's right.
We've had these discussions. And I remember someone calling into your show in 2017 saying they owned a small concrete business, and the tax cut that they got, they were going to hire more people.
Right.
This is what happens. I mean, but the Democrats think it's static and that nothing changes. Well, of course things change.
Yep, I'm totally with you. David Williams, the website, protectingtaxpayers.org. He's the president of the D.C. Tax Watch Advocacy Group, protecting the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. David, good to have you on today.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, so there you go. And I get it, because they've always owned that area of Social Security, Medicare. Nothing's changed. But having said that, why over it in the past couple of elections have a lot of the seniors been supporting the Republicans? So that to me, and we're going to have more of this discussion. I am fascinated by this, but I think we all know what we need to do. As he said, just take a little bit of money, Raj, and put it into the private sector.
Yeah.
Listen, I get news for you. We've had union people call up in this radio show and say, give me more money per hour. 80% of people, give me more money per hour and let me do my own retirement. I think that is where a lot of people would go down the path of. All right, Ed, Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600 coming up next. I got some of the Donna Deegan clips from last night.
Okay.
And boy, are they going to get good on this end. All right, 904-831-0600, talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On 295, headed north, right at Normandy, we have some kind of debris blocking the center lane. Not sure what it is, but if you know, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
It will be cloudy today with a chance of rain, the high 85, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 70, right now 68 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support you can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
You are invited to daydream of this rare opportunity to lease freestanding commercial space in beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach. Zoning allows for use as an office, retail, medical, school, or event venue, and much more. With over 7,500 square feet, the options are endless with this unique building, located among national retailers along one of the area's busiest roads. There are tile floors, beautiful arched pathways, outdoor event space with a water feature, monument signage, majestic landscaping, and more. Located 1 mile from the beautiful sandy beaches of the Atlantic coast and positioned near TPC Sawgrass, this property may be exactly what you're looking for. This is your opportunity to lease prime commercial space in Ponte Vedra Beach. Call Kayla DeGuzman with Prime Realty at 904-67-LEASE to discuss the possibilities. That's 904-67-LEASE, and let's turn your daydream into a reality.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. At last night's debate between John Rutherford and Donna Deegan, the candidates weighed in on issues like COVID-19, healthcare, and the economy. A new survey tells how voters believe which candidate will be better for Social Security and Medicare. And a new poll shows voters are split down the middle on repealing Obamacare.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Well, I think I would do just about everything differently.
All right. That is Donna Deegan. I got some clips of Rutherford. You had to bear with him. But Donna Deegan, last night, the Democrat nominee, who I thought was, if you want to say who won it on, who sounded the best, you're going to have to give it to her. I'm just, now, when it comes to specifics, I'm a big fan of Congressman Rutherford. He's not a debater, but I think people can look at him and go, you know, hey, man, the guy, he's just coy. He's laid back. He's not here to harm anybody. But based on, if you want to sit back and see who sounded like who was there, mm-hmm. I'm saying you have to look at Donna Deegan, but she's a TV personality. I give her credit for that. But she's wrong on her issues. This is what they came out and asked the question. Kent Justice hosted this last night. By the way, Kent Justice got all his questions from this morning show. I guarantee it if you listen to the debate.
Hey,
I texted him last night saying, oh, instead of thanking Rick Mulvaney, JU, I'd be thanking Ed Dean and Roger Henderson for the questions. This is what she said about COVID and how we need to have a plan.
First of all, I would not have fired the pandemic team before we ever had a pandemic in the first place. When the president first found out about how serious this was back in January, he should have been straight with the American people and told them just how difficult this was going to be, that it was going to be deadly, that it was going to be hard. But he didn't do that. He should have, at that point, put a plan in place. Once we asked everybody to sacrifice and stay home.
Do you still propose that, Donna Deegan? By the way, they did put a plan in place. What was it? You tell me what the Democrats' plan was. Oh, shutdowns?
The whole idea was, let's get a plan. Let's ramp up the Defense Production Act.
They
get
did.
PPE put in place. Make sure that we have a plan for testing and tracing and isolation so that we can tamp down on problems.
Are but they instead, not doing that now?
What has happened is he has allowed this virus to run rampant. There is absolutely no way that our economy can recover.
It is recovering.
She says she's running against Trump, not Rutherford.
Well, yeah, she says he is. Here's Donna Deegan on COVID spending. Here's another one.
Okay. When you ignore a problem and kick the can down the road on it, it's going to cost more. That should be a cautionary tale for us on a lot of things, okay? And that's what's happened here. We've got to spend more money because we don't have any more choice, because our economy will not recover while cases are going up. Florida's back near the top again.
And the economy is recovering. Now, you could differ how we're doing and by all the amount of spending, but it is recovering, is it not?
In terms of how our cases are going. And frankly, we have got to get to the point where we provide real help for people. His bill would provide help for big...
Congressman Rutherford should have nailed all of this out of the ballpark, but he didn't. I like John, but he was too busy talking about H.R. 19 and H.R. 3. No one knows the flip what those bills are about. Neither does she, by the way. She doesn't know all the... She sounds great, but she... If it would... She should have been dissected last night politically here.
That's what he really wants to do. We need help for localities. We need help for cities and for
John Rutherford brought in money for the local municipalities. How do you think all that money was able to give out there for people that needed the $1,000 down there at downtown?
Yeah.
Who do you think brought that in, Donna Deegan?
For governments. We need help for families. We need help for small businesses. There are so many people who are on the precipice of losing their jobs or losing their businesses right now because we have failed to contain this pandemic. I mean, I hate to say...
Now, you continued the shutdowns. That is what's going on. I've got a lot more of this. Oh, my word. I could do a whole hour on the last night's debate. 655 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that slow traffic on the Dames Point Bridge headed north. An accident still has the right lane blocked, so be aware and add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It will be cloudy today with a chance of rain. The high 85, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Right now, 68 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Pontevedra.
Welcome to the Bargain Barn.
Hi, can you tell me if this generator is enough to run the whole house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about just a refrigerator and a freezer? Do you know how long it can run on a tank of gas?
I'm usually in pet food. I'm just covering for someone who's out because they stepped in an ant bed.
Ugh, I'm out of here.
Hi, welcome to Tools for Time. What brings you in today?
I'm looking for a generator to run my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power, but it can't be too bulky.
Let me show you the Honda EU2200i. Refrigerators and freezers have high startup wattage, but really low running wattage. And this Honda will run for over 8 hours at a quarter load.
Nice.
It's very portable, and the Honda EU series generators are super quiet and come with a built-in inverter.
What's an inverter?
It means this Honda produces consistent, clean power without surges, so it's safe for even the most sensitive electronics.
Great, I'll take it. I'm so glad I came to Tools for a Time.
So are we, and you can always find us online at toolsforatime.com.
Acts 1:14 says, they all join together constantly in prayer. What better time to do that than right now, especially considering everything our country has been through this past year? Make a real difference by participating in a prayer luncheon at the Salem Center every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. The power of our prayer avails much, and we want to stand united for the sake of the body of Christ and the spiritual direction of our country every Tuesday at 11:30 at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneville Road, near JTB and Phillips Highway.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Man, we got a busy show. We've had a busy show. A lot of great calls coming in this morning on some of the big issues, a couple of them we've been talking about. The American College Testing. Well, guess what? They released their report again that shows for the third year in a row, and this is the lowest grades over the last 10 years, that high schoolers are not ready for college. My question to you is, why? What is the problem? Are we teaching too much to the test? Are we not teaching enough? Is it the curriculum? Not enough discipline? What is it? Also, a new poll shows that voters are now split down the middle of whether or not to repeal or keep Obamacare. My question to you is, why have Obamacare prices gotten more expensive, or have they not gotten more expensive for you? I'd love to hear the pros and cons of the reason why we need to expand the Affordable Health Care Act. And do we need to have a public option like Donna Deegan supports? We'll get into all that coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco, Talk Radio.